Hello, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we'll be learning Mishnayos Masechtas Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Dalet, and Hey. So the Mishnah Dalet continues from Mishnah Gimel, and after they got the lamb, it says Nichnasu Lelishkas Akelim. The Kohanim who were doing the Avoda would enter the Chamber of Vessels. They would take from there the 93 silver and gold vessels. These were the vessels that they would need to perform the Tamid for the day. And then Hishku as a Tamid Bikoshal Zahav, they would have the lamb, the Tamid, the lamb for the that was going to be the carbon, the actual carbon Tamid, would drink from a cup of gold. The Rav points out that there are two interpretations of Koshal Zahav. There's one that was that they didn't give an animal to drink from an actual golden cup. Rather, it was a copper cup that was very, very shiny, and they called it the golden cup. And there are those that say, no, it really was a golden cup because you're in the Mikdash and there's no poor and there's no poorness in the Mikdash. You spare no expense. Aval pishahu mivakir mi be'erev. Even though the animal had already been examined the day before, as we said in the previous Mishnayos, the animals will be waiting in its area for a few days before, and they would be checked. They would be checked beforehand. Even though they were checked even the night before, now they would check it again to make sure that there were no movement, there were no blemishes, in order that it would not be unfit to be brought on the Mizbeach. So Mevakar Noso Le'or Ha'avukos. They would check it by the torches, even though it was morning already. They still needed the torches to be able to see what was going on. Mishnah Hey, Misha Zochet Betamid Moshko V'Holech Lebeis Mitbachim. The one who was Zochet, who won the privilege of actually slaughtering the carbon, brought it and pulled it along to the slaughtering area. Misha Zochet Be'Evarim, and those that won the privilege of carrying the limbs, Holchin Acharav, walked after him. Beis HaMitvachim Hayel Tzofo Shom Mizbeach, the slaughtering area was located to the north of the altar. Va'alav Shmona Amudim Nanasin, there were eight dwarf pillars, there were marble pillars. Reviyah Shel Erev Agabehim, and there was a square of cedar placed on top of them. Ve'onklo Shel Barzayu Kavum Behen, and there were iron hooks set into the blocks, with shlosha sedarim haya chalechad v'yachad, and there were three different sets of hooks for each one. Shebahen tolin umashpishin al shulchono sheyesh shebein hamudos, and they would from which they would hang the animals and skin them on the marble tables that were placed between the pillars. The Mefarshim say that the pillars, I'm sorry, that the tables were made out of marble, so that they would not heat up. If a golden table were used in the Beis HaMikdash, when the sun would hit it, it would get very, very hot. If it would get hot, it's possible that the meat would begin to spoil, and they would use the table to start butchering the animals and then hang it from the hooks, where they would be able to take all of the skin off. And if they would be sitting on the table, it would get warm, and it's a possibility the meat might spoil.